full-time job, one I'm tired of, one I'm tired of, doing my best is a full-time job, but it doesn't.
Yeah. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Goodness, how does he do it? I said on my story I would be there at 11:15, and I'm here at 11:14:56, perfectly on time. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm currently fueled by a perhaps water-induced rage. It is a torrential downpour, probably a thunderstorm warning. Walked through it anyway. Got an Uber just to be here because I was coming from the middle of Boston a little bit too late. Or I guess around like Alston area, and I came back because I was like, I need like an extra hour to fix my computer. I needed more than that, so that's why I'm late. And now I'm going to try and run the entire show on my phone with a like dongle adapter that I've also never used. So also it probably got drenched just realizing I didn't put it in my rain jacket pocket. We'll see how this goes. Oh boy. Okay. I still need to log in. I still need to do everything. I need to turn off Rivendell. I don't know. What should I play while I'm doing all of that set up? You'd think I would be more hopefully I get a little bit. I mean, I don't think I get a pass actually, because it's like all my fault that I'm late, but like at least I kind of have a reason this time. Does that count for anything? Okay. Let's see. I'm going to play something by, I'll play the new Opio and Mr. Bill. This track is crazy. I love it so much. It is so weird. I mean, every time Mr. Bill makes something, it's super weird. And he's always been really weird. And I've really loved that. But this one is crazy. Like, I think also a collab with Opio. Maybe they've done it before. Opio? I don't know. Opio. O-P-I-O-U. U-I-O. Sorry, my bad. Brought, like, an entire symphony to Red Rocks and played, like, orchestra versions of all of his glitch hop tracks, and it sounded awesome. Like, it was so cool to hear like a lot of electronic music in that space, and it's something that like other artists have done before with like certain songs or maybe like full shows, but I don't know, that one really resonated with me. It was really, really cool listening to that album. But he's got a really firm grasp on like halftime melodies and just like, or halftime rhythms, sorry, and also just like stranger rhythms. And Mr. Bill is all about glitch and kind of playing around with those kind of noises. So this makes for a really interesting collab. And I think there's like a part where the drop kind of switches from one style to another, or like, you know, one phrase to another 8-bar phrase or something. And it's really cool. Like the first drop's really cool too, but I really like, I don't know, I'll describe it afterwards, but let's get this going. Let me dry myself off. I'm actually gonna go to the bathroom and like wring my socks out in the sink, because my shoes are doing that thing where like they've absorbed so much water that when I take a step they like slosh. So that's been super great. And we'll see. I don't even know if this is gonna play actually. Let's see if that works too before I like get ahead of myself and think I'll be able to be dry in the near future. Let's try with Mr. Breaks. How are we doing? Doesn't sound like anything, probably because I was on the wrong aux. Oh my, we are all there today. Let's try again. Oh, okay. All right, I'll leave you with this for a second. Let me dry off and I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Okay, it seems like that worked all right for the most part. This, again, my first time using that adapter, first time ever doing stuff on my phone, or at least in a long time. But also, I try to respond to people on my phone when you reach out to me over... oh gosh, I'm playing something. Good thing the audio isn't on. Oh my goodness. Not like it was anything bad, but like, I try to respond when you reach out to me. I'm not going to be able to do that this time, but there is a DJ chat on WMFO.org. If you want to say hi or anything, you can do that. I am currently, let's see, I'm an amazing creation. So true. Guest 7830684 because someone didn't log into the DJ account for the chat, but that's fine as well. But yeah, love that track. I love the part, like, I'm gonna do my, you know, Diego classic and try and imitate the track with that part that kind of sounds like a whistle in the background that just slowly goes like up and down, but kind of on like a swingy, like third rhythm or something that like, yeah, but it's like, you know, a little bit more warpy than that. Really cool. I think that goes so well with like a breaks beat. I don't know. I think usually a lot of people think of like a break beat is like a lot faster when it has those kind of like more patty or like, I don't know, like space filling melodies in the background. But I really like that this one was like a really kind of like slower breaks track, a lot more grounded and driven. A little bit stronger. All these adjectives I use on tracks that make me go feral. But yeah, really good. I like it. And again, I love pretty much anything by Mr. Bill. Super, super fun. Let's see. I'm feeling like... So my shorts are still wet and because of the rain, people. My socks, I tried enough paper towels. They are still kind of wet. I never thought that I would be barefoot in WMFO org studio, and by God, I'm taking a shower when I get home because who knows what has happened here. There's a lot of drawings. I can make an assumption. Anyway, let's get into something else. Here's a cover of Lose Control by Teddy Swims. It is by Grabitz, and I think this is something that like that hit me, like, I don't know, when I first listened to it, it felt so good, because, like, first of all, when I first heard Teddy Swims, I was kind of like, man, he's got a crazy voice, like, he's got a really, really good voice, and I'm, like, not looking forward to people covering his stuff at, like, shows as for openers or stuff, because it's, like, it's not gonna hit the same if it doesn't have that kind of, like, I don't know, that he, like, you can feel, like, raw emotion when he is singing. And honestly, if I had to pick a contender for someone to match him in that, I would say Grabitz. Grabitz is someone who has spent a ton of time writing about, how difficult it can be when you kind of think too highly of yourself and then too little of yourself and just keep fluctuating between those two things and trying to find the happy medium, kind of, about like hard mental spaces with family and partners and friends and himself, going on and on about like whether or not his career is feeling right for him. And so like he has a lot of his lyrics are about less than a good time, I would say. And I think this track is really interesting because the original by Teddy Swims is really, you know, it's powerful, but it's sad. This one feels like kind of triumphant in a way, a little bit like kind of after the fact. And I also like that it came out like 2-3 years, I think 2 years after. I don't remember when, let me see when Lose Control came out here. Teddy Swims. I think it was actually around this time last year. Is that right? No, it was 2 years ago. I'm correct. Well, the first time, so it doesn't really count, but whatever. But yeah, I really like this one. I like how Grabitz kind of flipped it on its head from something that is a little bit more kind of hosiery, where it's like Take Me to Church kind of powerful, where it's like very passionate, but also very melancholic and very like longing, I suppose. This one feels very like driven and almost kind of like a reversal on the song to be like, you know what, I lose control, but like whatever, I guess. And I also really, really, really love how much wild space wub is happening in this track. I feel like you could really tell that Grabitz just did a collab with Grizz after, or like, you know, before releasing this, because it has so much of that like grizz levity, you know, spacey sounds in there. So let's get into it. I'm gonna continue to try and dry myself off, and then I'll probably play some stuff that's gonna make me like lose it, because I really need to like, I need to like stim, you know, I need to like shake and like throw my arms around and like act basically like I'm moshing all by myself, because I feel so gross in this like wet shirt and I need to like move. Okay, that's enough talking about how absolutely drenched Diego is. Let's get into Lose Control by Grabitz.
Something's got a hold on me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, whoa. Out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking its toll on me. I'm trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I lose control when you're not next to me? I'm falling.
Good track. You might have caught me singing the end of it. I was letting it rip with, like, you know, fake vibrato, where you can like, you can make your voice do the vibrato sound, but it's not like, it's not doing it correctly, but like the texture is there, so you can still kind of feel it. Yeah, the good stuff. Yes, very Hozier-ish. Good call. Yes, I agree. You should listen to the original. Very, very good. And even more Hozier-ish, especially because it's a lot more you know, acoustic. That helps a lot. But yeah, I really like that track. I remember listening to that album for the first time, and a couple of those tracks like really resonated with me and my friend. We were both going through it relationally through at the time, and it's kind of fun to hear like that track in like a new spin like later, and just, I don't know, feel better about that, those lyrics, that time, that first time I heard that song. I don't know. I always think that's interesting too, when like an artist does a flip of their old track, you know, and it comes out 6 years later, but in a new style. And I love hearing about, like, or trying to think about how it feels different, like how I think differently about the song, maybe why they would have wanted to release that version, stuff like that. I don't know. It's just fun. Music rules. Moving on. Let's get crazy. Let's go wild. Let's go stupid. Sorry. I've been listening. Whoa, excuse me. I've been listening to a lot of like Baile Funk lately. It's really good. I know Yellow has really been like pushing it lately, but I recently found, I was making a playlist of a bunch of tracks of like Baile Funk. And I'm not saying that right, but my bad. And it's, I had one by Moore Kismet, I had one by Apar, and I had one by Yellow, and they all are collabs with someone called Karan, like K-A-R-A-N, Karan, exclamation mark. And they're all insane. Like, I love this beat so much. I've always been kind of a sucker for some, like, Latin beats, and this definitely has a lot of, like, Latin influence. Skrillex and Virtual Riot have really been picking up on this too. Their collab together is in this kind of style, and Yellow posted some pictures next to Skrillex, so like him standing together with him, so I'm assuming we might have some stuff in the work. Maybe they work together, who knows. But this is a track called Ritmata Dreams, and it makes me lose my mind. Like, I something about hearing a bass line like that thick and pronunciated and just like constant has like helped me recognize that I think I just do better in life when I have like a constant resonance in my head. Like, if I have like a slight vibration like through ringing in my ears all the time, like, basically I think I need tinnitus. Okay, no, I don't want tinnitus, please don't give it to me, that would be so sad. But I love how punchy this track is, how many times it makes the speakers just cry, and I'm gonna do that to the speakers in here because I've wanted to pretty much since I heard it for the first time. I remember making faces on the train ride home next to my friend who does not listen to EDM, and they were like, can I listen to it for like 10 seconds? And I was like, yeah, it's like a real stinker. Like, it's so good. And they were like, you need some help. But I don't know if that's completely true. Basically, I think what I need is for someone to play this at Big Night Live. But for now, the studio will do. I'm barefoot. I'm going to headbang. I'm going to like throw my elbows all over the place. And I encourage you to do the same. The rhythm's going to be a little funky at first, hence Baile Funk, but Baile, it's like dance, it's Spanish dance. I'm just saying it too quickly, and because I'm like trying to go, but Baile, yeah? Baile Funk? Who knows? Okay, let's get into it. It's so good. I'm so excited to just throw my hair all over the place in here. Okay, go. I lied. What about now? Yeah.
Fudge, 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 f
I've been listening to a lot of stuff that's kind of similar to that, at least in rhythm, lately. I'm kind of out of breath, if you can tell, which is the only way you should be after listening to that song, because hopefully you were absolutely, sorry FCC, effing losing it to that, because it goes insane. I love it. It tickles my brain so much. Okay, maybe let's slow it down for a bit. Do I have anything, like, slow so I can, like... Oh my goodness, catch my breath. Let's see. Oh, let's do Hang My Heart. This is by Modestep, one of the, like, earliest groups I ever listened to in EDM. One of the earlier ones, too, for sure. This one is called Hang My Heart, and I really, really like it because I think there are times where, I have to be careful how I say that. I don't have to be careful. That's not the right word. But I want to make sure I'm saying it accurately. I think a lot of times people can go to, like, the club kind of as, like, a haven. Like, there's definitely a lot of times where you go to, like, ignore all of your problems and then just get, like, you know, potentially messed up, have a really fun time, you know, whatever. But I think there's also a select group of people that really find... kind of safety in that space, and I understand that is probably a privilege, because they aren't always safe places for everyone, but kind of like a perhaps familiarity is a better word, or comfortability, where you can kind of go there almost to, like, ground yourself in a way of just, like, this is what I like to do. I like to go out and maybe be completely sober and just go into the club and dance all night and come back, and it doesn't have to be for a reason. Maybe it is because I'm sad and I just need to get out of a funk, but maybe I'm not, like, you know, avoiding anything either. Maybe I'm just going, not in a super good mood, but I'm still gonna go to the club. And, like, this track talks a little bit about that, maybe a little not as well, but I really just like the tone in this. It's a really big kind of, it's definitely in line with Modestep's earlier stuff, I would say. But I feel like it's kind of a switch in pace for them in terms of how quality, I guess, it feels, the just the lyricism and the writing. So I really liked it. It's pretty smooth. It allowed me to catch my breath. Here is Hang My Heart by Modestep. Pretty good. And you know what? We've got some right after that, too. Let's go.
Finish up my cigarette. Northern Lime, I'm trying to get west. It's too loud and the city is a mess. Saturday night and my Sunday best. I just wanna feel alive. Throw myself into the night. Let go of all the noise that clouds my mind. I hang my heart in the cloakroom. Drink all night like I want to. Lose myself in the night and all the love of London town. Hang my heart in the cloakroom. Cut some lines in the bathroom. Lose myself till the lights go up and someone kicks me out. Hang my heart in the cloakroom. I hang my cigarette, Northern Line, but I'm trying to get west. It's too loud and the city is a mess. Saturday night and my Sunday best. I just wanna feel alive. Throw myself into the night. Let go of all the noise that clouds my mind. I hang my heart in the cloakroom. Drink all night like I want to. Lose myself in the night and all the love of London town. I hang my heart in the cloakroom. Cut some lines in the bathroom. Lose myself till the lights go up and someone kicks me out. Hang my heart in the cloakroom.
I like that track a lot. It's very very chill. I love some nice like chill breaks, I guess. And I also just love the phrase of, like, I mean, it's the main line in the song, but hang my heart in the coat room is just like, that's the first thing you do when you get to the club usually, is like, if you have a coat, you go to the coat check, you try to get there before everyone else, hopefully, or maybe you're late and I don't know, hopefully they still have hangers left or whatever. And then once it's off, you're like, you're in the club. You have that outer layer off and you're in there and it's good. And I don't know. I really like it. I've recognized that, you know, concerts and the club space is somewhere where I can really, really feel like myself and feel like very, like I have all of the energy that my body can actually muster, which is usually kind of rare for me. I've really come to learn to appreciate that space a lot. So I like that track a lot. Love anything that kind of shouts out the just the enjoyment of music or the, like, music space a lot. I want to do a PSA if I can find the... Oh, there it is. 1 second. Okay, I'm back. We need to do one of these per hour. I know. That's why I'm doing one now. That one's way too long. What about this one? Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiologyinfo.org. Okay, yeah, do that. I kind of like how that's phrased. It's like, have you been issued a test? You can prepare for the exam, like, as if you need to, like, study for it. But no, that's true. Look into, you know, medical procedures that you're going to undergo and look into whether they are insured. Because they could be, and maybe insurance will just tell you that it's not, and you have to pester them, like, 3 or 4 times, because that is how they make their money, I suppose, but we'll let other people handle that, am I right, folks? Okay, that might have been a little on the nose. Anyway, here's Broken Hearted by Slander and San Holo, which is not a collab I expected, I guess, at least not for a while. But that being said, San Holo, again, has really been dipping into the, you know, more driven, more dub, darker, stronger, harder, better, faster music instead of the more, like, emotional stuff. And Slander is an artist that's really towed the line between those two for a while. They love to make a track that makes you cry and feel like you'll never really know what love is like, because these two people that are talking about what they've lost is so powerful that it might just crush your soul and then into, like, the gnarliest drop you've ever heard in your entire life. And then all of a sudden you're like, why am I headbanging and there's tears in my hair? But that's what they do, or at least for me. And this collab is called Broken Hearted, and I really like how it reinforces, I feel like, a lot of the sound that Sanholo is going for in this new, you know, wholesome rhythm project. I really, really like this one. I think it's super cool. And shout out all my rave buddies. We have like a little chat together. When I finally listened to this, I was late to the party. I was like, whoa, it's so cool. And one of them was like, no, you're cool. And that's just the kind of tight family that we have. I know you guys wish we could be, you could be like us, but that's right. I exclamation marked emojied it, and then I crying emojied it. And then I was like, you're cool too. Or maybe I didn't say that because I'm not that cool. Anyway, here's Broken Hearted by Slander Sanholo with locals from Juliet Church, I think. But I will correct that if I'm incorrect. I do not have my full screen. So here it is. I love it. I love it so much. It's a really, really like smooth transition into that really heavy drop with just the looping of that vocal. So good. And I love the part kind of at the end of every phrase where it just does the like kind of airy vocal or whatever. That sounds very similar to one of Sanholo's older tracks, which it's not light. It's the other one that's really old, but it's just like That's a We Rise. That's it. Yeah. Okay. It took me a second, but I got there. I needed to hum it. But yeah, I really, really like that track. It's just, it's pretty. It goes hard and then it's pretty again. And it has such cool, like, really, really like lasery slash like digital refined, you know, sampling. Really, really like that kind of stuff too. So maybe like, you know, Ray Volpe, Crank Daddy kind of sounds where it's like really like almost intensely digital or mechanical. Really, really dig that. Okay, I've got a couple more that I want to play for sure. And I only have a little bit of time. I am going to go probably a little bit over because I want to and it's fun. I don't know if I played this last time as well. Maybe I should check that. But you know what? It's fine. Even if I did, I don't think I did. Because I think I was like, I want to hear it in the good speakers, which is probably true. Because I do. But this is music by... Sorry, that made me laugh a little bit. Because it all has been, except for when I'm yapping my butt off. But this is music by Underscores. And I really love this track. I think... I said this a little bit last time, but Underscores has written a ton of music about not doing well and having a really hard time with it, and they've written this beautiful album called Wall Socket about a fake town in the Midwest, and I think it really does capture a lot of what it can be like growing up in a small town or in a small area where everyone kind of knows each other. It can feel like you're being not like watched all the time, but like no matter what you do, someone's gonna know about it. Kind of, it's very opposite the anonymity of like the club, you know, or like New York City, the greatest city in the world, or something like that. And in this track, it is just Underscores talking about resonating with another person in the same way that they have resonated with their greatest love of all time, which is music. And I think that's like really beautiful coming from someone who really hasn't written anything like that. We haven't seen, I feel like, a lot of Underscores talking about what it's like to really want to relate with someone in a kind of casual or, you know, romantic or platonic, you know, sense, and instead of a deeply kind of like philosophical and or like will you just accept me kind of thing. There's a lot of really powerful Underscores songs. One of my favorite lines in any of them is what do you mean the American dream, my sister's 16 and she doesn't even want to live anymore. That goes insane. I love it so much. And they do a lot more, like she does so much more writing about how messed up everything can be and how difficult it can be to just like get through a day in your own head and then try to organize that with everyone else's head. And in this one, it's a music video with some dude playing DDR and Underscores is going crazy, putting on a bunch of different headsets and dancing and putting on a fun dress and having lights go off and everything. And it just feels like comfort, I guess, in a song. And I love that they got there. I've been listening to Underscores for a long time. Definitely one of my strong like COVID artists too. So a very comfortable artist during some of the darker times of at least my entire life. And, I don't know, it's fun to see Underscores just having a good time with it. And I love the style and sound of this track so much. It feels like it belongs right on like Speedrun with Frost Children, which is just an incredible album. Really just raw, and I don't know, I like it a lot. I hope you guys do too. I'm gonna just cry probably and sing this, and I don't know, I love it so much. I think it's so good. Again, this goes back to like I love any song that also highlights what it's like to just be so in love with like music or, you know, that experience. It's so good. Also, I'm pretty sure I should say that this is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and here is music by Underscores. Okay, spin that back. Sorry, I turned that on and like the floor started shaking.